Recently, again, expanding my comfort zone, and this time I was doing it on purpose. I was in Las Vegas with my wife and one of my dear friends of since 1956, and one of you devotees, who I call Captain America, who's an Air Force captain, a fighter pilot, who had told me about the stratosphere and jumping 108 stories, which is about 855 feet. And I said, well, I've got to do it. So when I was in Las Vegas, I signed up, and again, I fudged a little on my physical condition. And while preparing to go up the 108 stories, Sally came to me and said, Dan, you've got to see these people land. And I said, why? He says, well, what she was really saying, but she didn't say it, is if you see them land, you may decide to not jump. But I said, no, I've got to focus. I want to stay focused on the jump, not the landing. So I go up. First of all, they wrap me all up, put me in a mini spacesuit. They tie me all up, and which these pictures are already online. And I go up the 108 stories, and there was a young black woman. I say black only, not because of any other reason, but she was a brave soul. But she was crying, sobbing that she didn't want to jump, and but her fiance apparently had told her if she didn't jump, she wasn't going to get married the next day. So now I'm trying to stay focused, and we got all these people screaming and yelling and crying. And finally, I get out there, and I just focused on the landing. Jumped, and I'm yelling Airborne Ranger, although I was not airborne in the military. I'm yelling QLA all the fucking way, QLA all the fucking way. Now, just at the bottom of the jump, you go 45 miles an hour, more or less, and then the last two or three stories of the 108 stories, a governor kicks in to slow you down, because if you hit the ground 45 miles an hour, you're going to be dead. And it also straightens you up a little, the wiring on you. And so, but I realized now, it flashed to me that if I didn't make a perfect landing, both feet at the same time, it was a high probability that I was going to fuck up my new prosthetic knees. And I landed slightly on my left foot more than my right foot. I recovered. But now I find out that one, my insurance for all my trusts wouldn't have been in place if I had hurt myself seriously or God forbid died. And two, there was a 1 in 3 or a 1 in 2 chance of me landing successfully, because the knees aren't made to take or withstand a hit into pavement. It's pavement you hit with a bullseye at going 10 or 15 miles an hour. But I didn't focus on that. And I did that on purpose to expand my comfort zone. And it's something that I continue to do. And I do not recommend that you jump from the stratosphere. And a lot of the things on this extreme, you shouldn't be doing. I get run over by a buffalo. But it was a hell of an experience. And now I'm looking at other ways to expand my comfort zone, leaping from the air.